Representative J.C. Watts of Oklahoma, the only black Republican in Congress and a member of the House Republican leadership, has decided to retire at the end of his current term. Watts announced his decision today at a news conference in his home state.
It has been a wonderful ride. It has been a wonderful journey. The friends I have made in both parties will remain with me for life, and I will follow their individual careers with interest, helping where I can, and always wishing them well. Of course, the work of America is never done, but I believe that my work in the House of Representatives at this time in my life is completed.
Congressman J.C. Watts of Oklahoma, NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Watts has been talking about retirement for years. Why did he decide to leave now?
Well, Bob, I think this is a function of a frustration that really extends back to the last election cycle when he was in great doubt about whether or not he should seek re-election. At that time, the real issue was his status as a leader in this Congress. He felt that Tom DeLay, Dick Armey, some of the other leaders on the Republican side of the House did not sufficiently give him respect, and especially as they were thinking about reorganizing after Newt Gingrich had left. Watts, if you recall, was elected in the Republican Revolution, so-called, that election of 1994. And he had risen pretty quickly to the top, but nonetheless felt that somehow he wasn't given full status and respect when it came to making decisions on the Republican side. This time, I think the frustration has boiled over, and he senses really there's a ceiling on his ambitions as an African-American on the Republican side. Doesn't sense that he's going to go much farther.
Democrats think they can pick up that seat, I wonder?
Absolutely. It's the 4th District of Oklahoma, and you know how close things are in the House, or even closer in the Senate, of course, but I would say that the Democrats have high hopes of capturing that seat.
Well, they need a few more than that one. WorldCom is in the news again this morning. The company submitted a sworn statement to the Securities and Exchange Commission saying it's reviewing financial records for 1999 to 2001 for possible accounting problems in addition to the nearly $4 billion in hidden expenses it disclosed last week.
Well, you know, this is an interesting story, and because it extends right into the heart of Washington politics at the moment. What you have is Al Gore, even over the weekend, both in New York and in Nashville, coming out and saying quite explicitly that he ties all the problems in these big companies, all the accounting irregularities, to a sort of lax attitude on the part of the Bush administration. Mr. Gore said, here I'm quoting, "You see now an administration fighting for the powerful, letting people in this country get the short end of the stick." And he ties it in a very interesting way, Bob, to Tom Daschle, the Senate Majority Leader, also a Democrat, who made some comments last week on the same point. He ties it in as an attack on the notion of retirement security for Americans. And, of course, then that extends to Bush proposals to privatize Social Security. So what you see now is the Democrats saying on the home front, as opposed to whatever the president may be doing in the war on terror, there is a real problem and that Americans need to look to Democrats for a solution. So that's going to be the Democrats' appeal to voters going into these midterm elections.
Harvey Pitt, commissioner of the Securities and Exchange Commission, is taking a hard line against WorldCom. He says people will pay heavily if they don't tell the truth. What does that mean?
Well, you know, Harvey Pitt has his own problems here. He did say over the, I guess it was Friday at the New York Economic Club, he said, quoting a line from the old movie Network, he said, "I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore." But the issue with Harvey Pitt is one of credibility. Even the Wall Street Journal, which is a fairly conservative editorial page, recently suggested that he lacks the credibility to be the top cop in terms of going after securities issues. And the reason is that when Harvey Pitt took office, he said he was going to create the Securities and Exchange Commission as a kinder and gentler organization, one that would operate with respect and cooperation for many of these companies that they were policing. So suddenly Harvey Pitt now has to change his attitude and mode and say, I'm going to go after people. And lots of folks say, you know what, it's not going to be enough. In fact, President Bush in his Saturday radio address said that the people who have committed these crimes are going to be prosecuted, and Bush is considering a speech now thought at the White House to be held on maybe July 9th, in which the president may go so far as to propose a special counsel at the Justice Department to go after corruption in major American corporations.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.